Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or
nobody in this house, nobody.
And no works for any political campaign?
Either that, right.
Thank you, sir. And in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in Spanish or English?
Whatever it is, Spanish or English, whatever.
It's okay. Do you, I'm sorry, which political party are you registered? Republican,
well,
Democrat,
the Army, No, I am a Republican. Since 1964, in the Army.
Understand. As Please, you are aware, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like a sheriff and supervisor of elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat likely.
I will vote.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background? Will you say white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or older?
Spanish.
Thank you. What is your age, just for statistical purposes?
Well, my age is 80 years old.
Understand? And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say crime and public safety, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs?
That would be for the rest of my family and everybody, anything in relation to economy and taxes.
Would you say inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
That makes sense too, of course, but that's all depend on who's ahead, who's winning in November.
Understand. And you will now be giving a list of some public and officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Jose Arago. It is favorable or unfavorable?
That guy is a policeman, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, listen. Since the age I have, I've been here. Even with some of the guys at the present time, they were in the Army with me all the way back to 1964. And even this young fellow, he one of those, I think, he's running for sheriff. When I used to play baseball, I used to play against him. You know, when he was younger, I was around 40 years old at that time. That means I know a few guys here in the political area.
Okay.
You know, many guys.
For Jose Arago, would you say that it's favorable or unfavorable?
I think
in your
he's
opinion?
Okay. He's okay. He will be fine too.
Okay, would you say somewhat favorable then? What about Kevin Marino Cabrera? Do you know him? It's Kevin Marino Cabrera, I'm sorry.
I hear about the lady, but not so much. Maybe now, close to August, they will be more in the news and all that, then I may be followed. And I mean, some of my veteran friends will get together. We'll discuss about what will be politically better for everybody around. Listen, my wife, we have to go. We have to leave now. I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude to you, but we have to leave now. That would be fine.
Is there any way that I can call you back later, probably, or tomorrow?
We'll try tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Do you have a specific time so I can call you back to that time?
No, no, maybe around this time again. We don't plan to go. Oh, oh, wait a second. Tomorrow is going to be at the Marlin Games. Forget it.
Okay, let's try. I will call you back later. Don't worry, okay? But thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, sir.